Texans Late Night, Mark Madden on DP City. And the crowd won't be quiet. You asked for him, you got him. J.J. Watt. You like our new chairs, huh?
I like these a lot.
That's pretty good.
I like these.
This is going to take a little spin, everybody.
This is great. I'm going to do the interview like this.
There you go. There you go. 360 of J.J. Watt. You know, you're in your fifth season, and I wanted to ask you, is it going by kind of fast?
Yeah.
I mean, you can't play forever, and you're making the most of it, obviously.
Yeah, I feel old. It is. It goes by really fast. And when you think back to, you know, even like draft day or some of the things that happened your first year in the league, you know, seeing TJ back here and having him play the way he did in Cincinnati and thinking back to some of the things we did our rookie year, it really does. It feels like yesterday. So it's wild. And everybody always tells you how fast it goes and to cherish yeah. every moment. But you can never really prepare yourself for how fast it goes.
First of all, congrats on being named AFC Defensive Player of the Week.
Thank you.
And so when you look at these rookies coming in, does it feel like forever ago that you were in their shoes, or do you feel like the wise old man in the locker room?
No, it's different. It's definitely different. I mean, some of the things they talk about, you know, it's only 5 years removed, but I still feel old. Like, they have, like, dance moves and songs that they listen to that I don't even know. And I'm not that I'm the most hip guy to start with, but it's wild. And so it is nice, though, that you can give advice and that I've been there. And now that I've been in the league for 5 years, you know, these rookies come in and they've been watching us play or been seeing us play. So they have lots of questions to ask. So it's really cool to hear them want to learn and want to listen.
You're a little bit hip. You've got some famous friends. Arnold
yeah.
Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
What's that friendship like? You guys are pretty similar, right? Or
he's,
not?
No, he's great. He's awesome. He's such a good guy. He's fun to talk to. He's fun to hang out with. And it's, you know, with all my friends in kind of that category, it's nice to have someone that you can talk to, that you can relate to some of the situations you're going through. Because, I mean, I grew up in Wisconsin. You know, I grew up in a middle-class family, so nobody ever taught me how to handle fame. Like, you know, I wasn't, like, groomed to be in the spotlight 24/7. So to have some of these people who've been in it for a long time and some of these people who know how to handle it, to be able to just talk to them about some of the things that are happening, it's very nice to have that.
But you got a great perspective because you're enjoying all this but working so hard at the same time. What about the balance there, Jay?
Yeah, no, it's a definite balance, and it's something I'm always working on. You always try and find ways for me to make sure that I remind myself to have fun from time to time. And so I'm trying to make sure that I do relax, make sure that I do enjoy it, go out there and have fun and hang out with as many people as I can, while also realizing that I get to do all this stuff because of football. So it's incredible, but I need to make sure that I always do my work first and then go enjoy myself. And it's pretty cool. There are some really neat things I've been able to do.
You're actually, I think, one of the tougher players to interview because everything that's been asked of you has been asked of you. And it's really hard to come up with new questions. And what do we not know about JJ? But we saw the E60 documentary, and I wanted to know, why did you choose to go with them versus any other outlet that could have done your story?
That's a good question. I had worked with Chris Connolly a couple times before, and Chris does great work. He's always great. We had a few other options, and some of them you just want to leave until later in your career when you have more things accomplished and more things done. And then with the E60 thing, it's just it's something. It's ESPN. It's a chance for everybody to see it, get to see my story. And it was at a time in my life where it was really the first time I've ever talked about my grandpa. And so that was one of the hardest things that I've ever done, spoken about him on camera. That was very difficult. But I think they did such a fantastic job of kind of capturing a lot of things that people did know about me, but a lot of things that maybe you could dive a little bit deeper into. So that was really special for me. And I think the best part about it is it's a chance for me to show my kids that someday. Far down the road, when all this is over, I'll have that to be able to show my kids and say, you know, here was my perspective on your great-grandpa, your great-great-grandpa. Here's what I did in my career, and so it's really neat.
Give us one thing that didn't make the show, because I know some stuff ended up on the cutting room floor, that you wish did.
Oh, man.
Or want told sometime, maybe.
There's,
some of your teammates were interviewed, and some of that stuff didn't.
Yeah, you know. I'd like to see some of that. I mean, yeah. I'm sure they ripped me pretty good. they followed us golfing with me and my high school buddies for a whole day of golf. So there was some good stuff in there with my high school buddies and us ribbing each other. I'm trying to think of some other things because they filmed a whole lot of stuff. I mean, they filmed hours and hours and days.
Did they give it to you or no?
No, I don't have it. So I'm hoping that like at least gets to make something else because there was some really funny stuff, some good stuff. A lot of stuff with my trainer. My trainer and I joke around all the time.
Right.
So But yeah, my high school buddies have some pretty good stuff, and I'm sure they're happy it didn't make it.
All right, we have a game for you, just like last year, except harder, okay?
Okay.
It's Texas Late Night with J.J. Watt.
Woo!